This is WJZH in Joliet. My name is Virginia Bean. E-cigarettes and vaping have been widely advertised as a healthier alternative to smoking cigarettes, but health officials, lawmakers, and even parents have been raising alarms about vaping for several years. We're talking today with Steve Brandy, Public Information Officer with Will County Health Department in Joliet. Welcome to the program, Steve.
And welcome I am. Thank you very much.
E-cigarettes have been on sale for more than a decade now, but reports of vaping-linked illness is more recent. The first death attributed to vaping-related illness was reported in Illinois back in August of 2019. But according to the CDC, at that time, federal and state officials were already investigating almost 200 cases of this sickness in about 20 states or more. Do you know how the doctors finally made the connection from the illness to vaping?
Yeah, I think it was just putting two and two together and getting four in the logic of all this, Virginia, because let's think about when we first learned smoking was bad. It took a long time, many years of smoking, to realize you are trapping that smoke in your lungs. It's causing lung cancer. It was finally admitted in the 60s, and then more and more people, as the years went by, became sick, and there were so many deaths. With vaping, this has happened so fast and so quickly. And vaping is a new thing, but it's not taking a long time like it did with smoking to understand how bad this is. And really, when you put it all together, we are doing something unnatural to our bodies. There was a very funny line on the All in the Family show years ago when Edith Bunker said, if God had meant men to smoke and women to smoke, he would have put chimneys on their heads. Well, there's a point to that. And also, I would say, if God had meant men and women to vape, he would have put one of those dryer vents on our chest. You know, the dryer vent outside your home where all the vapor escapes. But we don't have a dryer vent on our chest, and all of that liquid, all of that vapor stays in our lungs. And let's face it, our lungs were not designed to retain water. They were designed to breathe. So you put all this liquid and vapor and water in your lungs, no wonder you've got so many people that have been vaping excessively, having extremely damaged lungs. You might have a 16-year-old with the lungs of a 90-year-old. You might have somebody that needs a double lung transplant. Just recently at the vaping forum at Lincoln Way West High School, we were there about a week ago, and you might have heard of this lady in the news, a mom of a girl, from the Lincoln Way area. They were on their way to college for her out west, and she got sick during the trip and finally admitted how much she had been vaping. And that's another point. Smoking, you smoke a cigarette every couple hours, go take a break. People are vaping constantly. They've got their vaping tool with them, and they're constantly inhaling the liquid. They're inhaling the vapor, and they never put it down sometimes. And you're doing it that much, well, in just a short period of time, you can do a lot of damage to your lungs. And we're starting to realize that's what's happening here. And really, when you hear them say, well, we haven't connected a certain product to it, and we haven't connected a certain type of vapor to it, it's the doing it that is the most important thing. Just like with a cigarette, it doesn't matter if you're smoking a Camel or a Winston, the smoke is bad. Vaping, it really doesn't matter what you're vaping, it's the doing it that's bad. You are putting that liquid into your lungs.
We have been talking today with Steve Brandy, Public Information Officer with the Will County Health Department in Joliet. Thank you so much for sharing the information with us today on Community Bridge.
No problem. Glad to be with you, Virginia.
Thank you, listener, for tuning in today. My name is Virginia Bean.
This has been Community Bridge. If you are aware of a need, interest, or concern in your area, or have any questions about the programming you just heard, please call us toll-free at 1-800-543-1495. You're listening to Family Radio, reminding you that whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Thank you for listening to Family Radio. Hear the word.